In this bulletin, Hamas releases a second body it says is Shiri Bibas. Russia advances further as Donald Trump criticises France and the UK. And in sport, the NRL celebrates the most lucrative season in its 117-year history. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Hamas has now released a body it says is Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas after a misidentification during a handover threatened to derail the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israeli medical authorities say forensic teams are preparing to examine the body and confirm its identity. Israeli specialists say one of four bodies handed over by Hamas on Thursday was an unidentified woman and not Miss Bibas, the mother of Kafir and Ariel, whose bodies were handed over and identified. Hamas says the hostages were killed in Israeli airstrikes, with a spokesperson describing the misidentification as an unfortunate mistake. Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the hostages were deliberately killed by Hamas.
This assessment is based on both forensic findings from the identification process and intelligence that supports the findings. We have shared these findings, intelligence and forensics, with our partners around the world so they can verify it.
Russia says it has captured two more villages in eastern Ukraine as it begins staging talks with the US over how to end the three-year conflict. The villages are within Donetsk, a region Russia claims to have annexed without fully controlling. The gains bring Russian forces closer to Dnipropetrovsk, a region over which Russia has not made a formal territorial claim. It comes as Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia will not accept ceding territory it has occupied during the war. This Ukrainian soldier says his country won't give up, but needs help now.
We do need help. They're in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, and now they're targeting the region of Dnipropetrovsk. Soon they can be at the border with Poland and they can launch an attack on Lithuania from Belarus.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump told a group of US governors he's had very good talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, but not such good talks with Ukraine. He also says French President Emmanuel Macron and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer haven't done anything to end the war in Ukraine, ahead of visits from both leaders this week. Mr. Trump has denounced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a dictator in recent days as he ramps up US efforts to gain access to the country's critical minerals. He says the minerals deal with Ukraine is close.
I think they want it, and they feel good about it, and it's a significant, it's a big deal, but they want it, and it keeps us in that country, and they're very happy about it. But it's we get our money back. This should have been signed long before we went in. This should have been signed by Biden.
A lawyer for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, has raised concerns her client is being denied a fair trial. Appearing in court for the first time since his December arraignment on state murder and terror charges, Mr. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to murder in both state and federal courts. His appearance in court comes after Mr. Mangione issued a statement thanking everyone who has written to him to share their stories and express support. The 26-year-old attorney Karen Friedman Agnafilo spoke outside court today.
Luigi's right to a fair trial is being infringed upon because he is being publicly treated as guilty and as having the presumption of guilt as opposed to the presumption of innocence, which is what he is entitled to.
Police have arrested three teenagers accused of break and enter and sexual assault after officers pulled off an arrest on a busy street in Cairns. The teens are accused of threatening a couple at their home in Cairns on Friday before sexually assaulting the woman and fleeing the home. Two of the teenagers have been hit with charges of armed robbery, rape, deprivation of liberty, and break and enter. The third person has been arrested but is yet to be charged. Video footage shows police chasing one 15-year-old across multiple lanes of traffic before he was tackled and handcuffed. To sport now, the NRL has celebrated the 2024 season as the most lucrative and successful in rugby league's 117-year history in Australia. Boasting record revenue, crowds and viewing figures, the NRL says rugby league is now the most popular sport in Australia and the Pacific. The NRL revealed a $62.3 million surplus on a revenue of $744.9 million in its annual report, which was shared with clubs and state bodies at the NRL's AGM in Sydney on Friday. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.